Short stories written and read by Richard Nichols for Community Radio, based on Poems on the Couch. Jack opens the door. The family lunch is brought to a stop as screaming and shouting are heard coming from the direction of the front door. Then all goes quiet as a car is heard speeding off and the screaming can be heard in the distance. Jack is gone. The holiday turns into a nightmare and the police are called. A search turns up nothing. For me, no one would have even thought that a family member would be kidnapped, and why? Yes, his dad works as a security consultant for MI5 Military Intelligence in London and deals with very secret documents for the British government. But who would have reason to take a young child, and in South Africa of all places, unless someone followed them from the UK and to here? I do not understand this. Why our little boy was taken was Pam's reaction to John as John tried to bring control to a very emotional time. No amount of reassurance by John would convince her that Jack would be found. Our happy holiday is turned into a nightmare that one cannot awaken from, and I watch as the stress mounts up for Pam and John Patterson. It is now 3 days on and still no news from the police, and nobody has come forward with any new information as to the whereabouts of Jack, the young lad I had become so fond of within what amounts to just over 24 hours. We spent our holiday talking to local radio stations and printed media, making every effort possible to find Jack. But as usual, time flies by and we are on our way home. 2 weeks on and still no news. We have been at the coast for our entire holiday period, and as our last day approaches, packing up to go home without Jack was hard enough. And the Smith family will go home alone as I need to get ready for my new beginning at Linseed High. The Pattersons will stay on the South Coast in the hopes Jack will be found. My dad made 2 trips down to the coast in the hopes he could help support his sister's family. Finally, on the second trip, a young boy's body was found in shallow waters, turned out to be another youngster. The decomposition told the pathologist that the body was older than Jack's disappearance, and the DNA testing confirmed he was not Jack. The use of dental records sent over from England confirmed that the very badly decomposed body was 100% not Jack. This news unfortunately did not bring closure for the family, as Jack was still out there. 9th January 2021. Finally, I start my first day of high school. Not such good news, as I am in the B class. I do now have time to improve my math mark. Other news is still no Jack. Pam has gone back to England and took Jill, Jack's sister, with her. I'm finding the school not so bad. My class teacher for the year is John Catchpole. He seems fair and commands respect from all students. Those who arrive late receive detention, 300 lines. I will not be late for morning roll call. We leave the boarding house at 7:30 a.m. for the main school complex. We wake up at 5 a.m. This gives you time to make your bed, shower, get dressed for breakfast at 6:30 a.m. and place any dirty clothes in your personal laundry box with your name on it. All items have your name on them. Any items misplaced by you will be charged to your pocket money at a rate of 1 rand per item lost. You may also get a head boy detention order against you read aloud at breakfast after singing the school anthem and saying grace. The evenings are as follows. You need to be at the house by 5 p.m. unless a sporting activity kept you for some reason. The master of that sporting code will give you a permission slip granting you a late return to your hostel house. The permission slip is given to the boarding house head boy. I am in Lamb House. Stay tuned for part 4 of My New School, written and read by Richard Nichols. Thank you for listening. Remember to catch The Park, an African story, also under Richard Mark Nichols, the storyteller. Remember, you can send an email to poemscouch@gmail.com. Until then, goodbye. The script for this podcast and the previous one was edited by Graham Lee. Stories and poems written and read by Richard Nichols for Community Radio, based on Poems on the Couch. Join me next time for another podcast when I will take you down a magical journey with words. Until then, goodbye.